So a quick flick through how to work out the empirical formula. As I said, it's indicated in your textbook and in the modules. So we're provided then, in this case, with a combustion analysis of 55% carbon, 10% hydrogen, 16% nitrogen. We then work out the percentage of oxygen by difference. We then determine the atom ratios. To do this, we divide each of the given percentages by the atomic mass. So for carbon it's 12, so we're dividing 55% by 12, etc. for the other atoms. From that we have the atom ratios. We then take the smallest atom ratio and we divide each of the atom ratios by that number. And from that we will get ourselves a set of integers. That integer now is the ratio between the atoms. Now note, this is not the molecular formula, this is the empirical formula. It is the simplest relationship between the different atoms and the molecule that we're looking at. Now, using that empirical formula, we calculate a mass. So we simply put in the atomic masses, multiply by each of the indicators. So in this case here, we've got 4 carbons, so 4 times 12, 9 hydrogens, etc. That now gives us the weight of the empirical formula, or the mass. We then compare that mass with the mass of the molecular ion. If they're identical, then the empirical formula is the molecular formula. If they're related in an integer fashion, then we would simply end up multiplying the empirical formula. For instance, here, if we have a m plus of 174, then we would say, okay, well, the empirical formula is going to have to be doubled to come up with the molecular formula. That's the basic idea in going from an empirical formula